And, no. McCrimmon will never return in the setting by Colin Moore Campbell and Nether Lauren Canterbury. Perhaps one of the more attractive settings goes something like this. Drivi aeir ho hivi aeir bo drivi aeir ho hivi aeir han ho drivi aeir ho hivi aeir han ro drivi aeir ho hivi aeir han do drivi aeir ho Rodrivi air ho hili ai hum Rodrivi air ho hili ai hum Rodrivi air ho hili ai hum Do now we reach the first of the thumb variations. As follows. Drivi air ho hivi hili ai hando drivi air ho hivi hili ai hando drivi air ho hili ai hando drivi air ho hivi hili ai hando drivi air ho hili hili ai hum do dri hili air ho hili ai hum do dri vi air ho hivi hili ai hum do dri vi air ho hili ai hum do and the some variation doubling. We lift the tempo just a little here. Dri yo hili ai han do dri yo hili han do dri yo hili ai han ro hili ho hili ai ho ro dri ri ho hai ri hai am ro dri ri ho ri hai ri hai am Rodri hi ho hi hai ri ai han and Rodri hi ho hi hai ri ai hum and then unlike many of the other settings Colin Moore plays a little of a singling and doubling at this point and so we would reach into it from the end of the second of thumb variations more or less thus, third line of the previous movement. Dri ho hili ai hi ai han do dri hili ho hili ai hi ai han do hi bri ai bri ai bri ai o hi bri ai bri ai bri ai o hi Bria, 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 oh, oh. So you see, we step just slowly, we push slowly into it, urging it gently forward, but always with regard to the phrasing. Important, especially in so simple a tune. Hey, bria, 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 oh, hey. Briai, briai, brindai, briai, 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 oh, hi, briai, 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 oh, hi, briai, 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 oh, and we step up into our doubling. Hey, brie, 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 Briei, 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 as ever, we show our phrases subtly in an unobtrusive fashion, but we don't play it through as a collection of robotically executed standard pulses. This is very important in such movements. Right, second line. Now, this brings us to the problem of making a good transit between the end of the Lemlo doubling and the beginning of the Tuvalu singling. Rallentando is the usual solution here, and we apply it. Let's go back to the third line of the Lemlo doubling, and then we'll flow and step over into the Tuvalu singling, because nothing is more disfiguring in Pibroch almost than playing a quicker movement and then suddenly slamming on the brakes, emergency stop, and then the next movement that follows is at a disjointedly slower tempo. Anyway, here we go. Line 3, Lemlo doubling. Now, you'll notice that intermittently, probably throughout, I'm applying cadence notes to that D at the end of the B phrase of the tune. I think it makes it sound a little less bleak, a little less brutally plain, and it eases the transition between the previous movement and it. Possibly one might even emphasize the E. Hey, brumbai, ho. However, we move now up from our Tuvalu singling to our Tuvalu doubling in the normal fashion, i.e. we don't suddenly scoot ahead, but we accelerate slowly towards our intended tempo, so we don't reach it before about halfway through that first line. Previous line, line 3, Tuvalu singling. Now, at this point, the possibility arises that we might repeat the ground. It is entirely typical of Colin Moore Campbell that he doesn't indicate whether he thinks one should do this or not, because at this time, such decisions were entirely at the disposal of the performer. In those days, authority did not reside in a prescriptive text, but in what the performer thought should happen. Arguments for not doing it. I suppose it gets a tune over quicker. On the other hand, it's possible to see the tonal narrowing here. I mean, after all, the themal notes have been reduced to about three by this stage, D, E, and F, and their reiteration might be seeming just a little bit relentless, so that for all sorts of reasons, and not least artistic, it might be a good idea to repeat the ground here, to vary the tonal landscape a bit, so that if you were doing that, you'd have a rallentando at the end of that line, so that you could step straight, sweetly, into the ground again, somewhat less, maybe. Or something along those lines. Reaching the end of the ground, we then step into the cooler movement, of which there are three. Ground line three. Drivi ai roho hivi ai hando brivi ai roho hi ai vi ai hando hi hi badri ai badri ai badri ai yo hei badri ai badri ai badri ai yo hei badri ai badri ai badri ai ro. He badri ai badri ai badri ai yo hai badri ai badri ai tabri ai tabri ai tabrandai badri ai tabri ai yo hai badri ai badri ai badri ai yo hai badri ai badri ai badri ai yo. Doubling, and I up my tempo just slightly, same way as ever, so that I'm hitting my sort of bass time about the middle of the line. Hey, badri ai, 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 badri. Hey, badri ai, badri ai, badri ai, badri. Hey, badri ai, badri ai, badri ai, badri ai, badri ai, badri ai, badri ai. Badri ai, 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 badri. No, I'm not decelerating here, because I'm on my way to play on a Mach. I'm going to step the tempo up just a bit. Only one of the movements, obviously, is eligible for a Mach to play it on it, namely the D. And you'll find that Colin Moore is playing a MacArthur style Krula Mach movement on D, i.e., not one played off B. The three are C, C, A, and D. As you've got B, C, and D. Hebrahi, 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 and the normally have fashion, but the MacArthurs played the Amach movement on the Krula off E rather than B. Hebrahi, 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 as opposed to Hebrahi, 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 and we find that this is the case here. So, when we come off the end of the Corolla doubling, then we're stepping up and we're not applying the brakes at all in that final third line. Somewhat thus. E badri a 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 as you were again. E badri a 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 badri. Now, as you'll see in the written notes to this particular tune in the set tune series, for myself, I see very little point in that final amach. Only one note can be thus decorated given the tonality of the tune, and what it adds to it is frankly more than I can see. Normally, a Colmore Campbell has immense wit and taste and invention, but with the humblest respect, that was not a good idea. So, however, if you commit to playing this score, I think you have to play it, since he thought fit to set it. That only leaves you with the problem of coming back down off the end of your amach movement back into your ground. Rallentando is your answer. Line 3, Cruel Amach, as follows. E badri ai badri ai badri ai badri ai badri ai badri abrahi abrahi dri ai roho havandi ai horo, something along those lines. E badri ai badri abrahi abrahi dri ai roho havi ai humbo. And then things happen seamlessly and sweetly. I'll let them that would give general satisfaction.